Canada, the difference between East and West. Over there, they don't run medical. I mean, they'll run JAWS calls, and they'll go up, they need help to lift this and something else like that. But over there, the hospital owns the ambulance service, and they have all their own paramedics and everything else like that. So it's kind of like what it is in Chesterfield and Baltimore, sort of. They don't chase it unless, you know, if they're called, they're right there. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's not a problem. Or if they're needed, you know. Basically, it's kind of really old school. You need big, strong guys. You call these guys. You need medics and stuff like that. You call the guys that are trained in that. So it's a whole different thing. And it happens right about, I'm going to say anything north of 69 or 96 or whatever it is that goes across the state up north of us by Lapeer and southwest Michigan. So, you know, any of the rural Michigan areas where that, you know, that's kind of like the way it goes. You get over here, yeah, it's a combination of everything, which it should be. A lot more people, a lot more money, you know what I'm saying, and people just demand more, which I would expect. So, I guess it all depends where you live. You know, politically,